You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Five Eyes Alliance, a multilateral intelligence-sharing alliance which includes Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, and the United States, has issued warnings that frontier AI models are rapidly increasing the risk of cyber threats. This shift is too quick for humans to manually keep up with, as instead of having years for defensive actions against attacks, we only have a few months now. Hence why cybersecurity experts believe that using AI to fight against AI might be the only option to keep up with this new shift in pace. The phrase AI fighting AI refers to when artificial intelligence is used to both launch and defend against cyber attacks. Since AI can automate hacks and intrusions at unheard-of speeds, systems are needing to rely on autonomous AI models, which can recognize and counter the threats in a few seconds. To learn more about how AI can be used to fight AI, I talked to University of Auckland Professor Alex Baird. To start off, could you just explain what the phrase AI fighting AI actually refers to, and what are the threats that we're even fighting?
Sure. So the phrase AI versus AI is a really interesting, relatively new phrase. When large language models first became popular to write software, there were a lot of vulnerabilities that were being written by these AI models. So at first it was like a new software developer. They would introduce vulnerabilities that then a senior software developer would have to fix. The evolution of these models has now got us to the point where they are now able to detect those vulnerabilities and fix them. And so now we have a set of AI models that can both write software and review software. And naturally that means we've got one that can write the code and one that can review the code, which you can then fight them off against each other or put them head to head.
What sorts of attacks are becoming more common using AI?
The main examples that I have seen have been like the relatively quick identification and then exploitation of like basic attacks. So it was very common for software to have basic problems in it. And for those to be identified usually takes a researcher or, you know, a white hat hacker time to find. But if you can leave these AI models running, they can do that work 24/7. So they can find those very basic vulnerabilities way more quickly than they would be if it was left to people. So it's the basic stuff that's still going wrong but is being detected more quickly. And then these models can also chain basic things together to do a more advanced compromise.
The Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance has warned that the shift in cyber threats and security is happening very rapidly. Do you reckon organizations are moving quickly enough to keep up? Can they even keep up?
That's a really good question. I find that organizations are even struggling to take advantage of the fact that AI can help them write the software, let alone patch the software. There are definitely a number of organizations that are keeping up, but as always, there are some that aren't. So the guidance from the New Zealand Cybersecurity Centre is, you know, a very sensible piece of guidance. Start thinking about how these tools can be used to defend against security vulnerabilities as well as write your code for you.
As you know, we're already seeing AI using AI. So the UNSWEC, which uses vision-enabled AI models to help detect and counter attacks on self-driving cars. Do you reckon this is a glimpse of what the future of cybersecurity looks like?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. The combination of models to both, you know, run these in this particular example, the robotics, to both run the robotics and then defend against potential attacks in the environment is, yeah, very, very likely to be a path forward.
How does this work? If you explain it very simply, how can we even use AI to counterattack AI?
Sure. In the case of the UNSW work, there's a robotic arm, say for example, that's moving something around in space. Let's say what's a trivial example? We've got a microwave, and or maybe we've got a bank of microwaves, like we do around the campus. People want to put their lunch in to heat it up for them. Let's say we've got this robotic arm that's going to load the microwaves for the students because they can't be trusted to put a cover on the top, which staff can't either. So we've got a robot that's responsible for that, and it's loading things into the microwaves. If one of those microwaves is broken, we might put a sign up that says, you know, this microwave is broken. The AI model would see that sign says this is broken, and then one would hope not try and put anything in it because it would just be a waste of time. If I then get a piece of paper and just scribble on it broken and do that five times and put it over all the microwaves, what happens then? how does the model reconcile the fact that there's some signs that say broken that look official and some signs that are broken that are handwritten by me? How does it tell the difference? And so what we're seeing is people using another model that would assess the environment for signals that are potentially false. And so my hand-drawn, this is broken, with no official-looking document on it, might be an example of not something to follow. Whereas the printed sign that says broken with the University of Auckland written on it, that's something we would want to follow.
And just to finish off, looking ahead, is this something people should be worried about now? Should we be worried about AI itself or about making sure, I guess, the good AI stays ahead of the bad AI? Or is this still sci-fi?
Sci-fi. It's very cool. I think it's a really exciting time, something to be excited about. There will always be good actors, there will always be bad actors, and at times one's ahead of the other, and you know they make the news because something goes wrong, but then it gets fixed. So yeah, I think it's a really exciting time, something to be excited about rather than worried about.
That was University of Auckland Professor Alex Baird speaking to me about using AI to fight AI.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.